Section 101. Praised be to thee, O Lord my God. Thou beholdest what the tongue of no one except thee can utter, and bearest witness unto things which no mouth can recount. The floods of afflictions are let loose, and the winds of thy judgment have blown, and from the clouds rain down the darts of tests, and the heavens of thy decree pour forth the arrows of trial. Thou seest, O my Lord, how thy servants who have believed on thee and acknowledged thy signs have fallen into the clutches of thine enemies, how the doors of ease and comfort have been shut against them, how they languish in the fortress wherein neither pleasantness nor hope can be found. They have suffered in thy path what no man before them hath suffered. To this bear witness they who abide around thy throne, and the dwellers of the earth and the concourse on high. These, O my God, are thy servants, who for love of thy beauty have forsaken their homes, and been so stirred up by the gentle winds of their desire for thee, that they have sundered every tie in thy path. Such of thy servants as dwell in thy land and have transgressed against thee have assailed them and banished them from thy cities and made them captives and delivered them into the hands of workers of iniquity among thy people and the perverse amidst the wicked doers in thy realm. And finally, they were made to abide in this place, with which no other place, however loathsome in all thy dominion, can compare. They were seized with such trials that the clouds weep over them, and the thunder groaneth by reason of the manifold tribulations that have afflicted them in their love for thee and for the sake of thy pleasure. Thou knowest full well, O my God, that there is no one on thine earth who can claim to be related to thee except these, some of whom have suffered martyrdom for thy sake, while the rest have been permitted to survive. Though for such as are like unto us, O my God, it beseemeth not to claim to be related to thee, inasmuch as our misdeeds and our waywardness have hindered us from reaching the depths of the ocean of thy oneness, and from immersing ourselves beneath the waters of thy transcendent mercy. Yet our tongues, O my God, bear witness, and our hearts testify, and our limbs confess, that thy mercy hath enveloped all created things, and thy compassion surpassed all that are in heaven and all that are on earth. I beseech thee by thy most great name, through which all created things were rent asunder and the whole creation was shaken, to send down from the clouds of thy mercy that which will purge them from every ordeal and from whatever is hateful to thee. Raise them up then to such heights that no amount of tribulation will keep them back from thy wondrous remembrance, nor any trouble hinder them from turning toward the court of thy transcendent oneness. By thy might, O well-beloved of Baha and his heart's desire, I myself cry out under all conditions unto thee, saying, would I had ere this day drawn nigh unto thee. When I hear, however, the sighs of such of thy people as are wholly devoted to thee, and those of thy servants as enjoy near access to thy court, who have taken no other friend than thee, and sought no refuge except thee, and have chosen for themselves in thy path what no man hath chosen in the days of the manifestations of thy transcendent unity and the daysprings of thy most holy sovereignty, then my heart is saddened and my soul is vexed, and I cry to thee, imploring thee to protect them by thy power that hath encompassed the entire creation, both visible and invisible, from whatsoever may be abhorrent to thee. This is not for their own sakes, but that thy name may through them abide amongst thy servants, and thy remembrance may continue to endure in thy dominions. Thou knowest, O my God, that all thy servants have turned back from thee and risen up against thee. Thou knowest that thou hast no one to obey thee except them, and such as have believed in thy revelation, through which the foundations of the entire universe have been shaken, and the souls of all men have trembled, and all that lay asleep were quickened. Thou art, O my God, the God of bounty, whose grace is immense. Send down then upon them that which will assure their hearts, and quiet their souls, and renew their spirits, and refresh their bodies. Thou art verily their Lord, and the Lord of the worlds. Praised be God, the Lord of all creation.